Thank you, Joan, and thank you, Jimmy. It's good to see all your shining faces, and I'm thrilled to be here. And we even have a poet from New York. I bought a sapphire ring for you at Uncle Jimmy's store. Jimmy, failed peacemaker. Those Sunday visits in the Bronx, Aunt Ray, Aunt Tessie, tussling in unrelenting war. A buck for Ellen, one for me, buys entry to Miramar's saltwater pool. A rental locker, key attached to elastic, throngs of screaming children seeking respite from the city heat. Above the swelter of the black tar roof, purple streaks the low-hung sky. Taffy clouds pull across relentless blue, Sephardic lyrics sung in indigo. I bought a sapphire ring for you. Too soon its sparkle dulled, its facets wedged beneath the silt of dreams. The raptors gazed. I die slowly. Vibrant colors fade to muted shades of gray. Habit, the familiar, solaces me, shuts tight the echo of the noisy years. My heart stumbles with uncertainty, suppressing dreams for the beneficence of a cup of tea. I die slowly. To the rhythm of a languorous gavotte, the lyric throbbing of a soaring song that flutters eastward from a distant boite. It is raining in my heart, the steady pelt of memories, a mound of stone from long and thinning years whose piercing sound a sharp yet stale familiar drone. I die slowly. The hawks now visible above the clouds, the rubble that I've gathered marks my passing. No pebble is too fluted, none too small or round. I recently returned from a trip to Poland, and in one of the villages, or it's called shtetls, where we visited, we heard the following horrific story from the years of the Holocaust. The Nazis arrived in this shtetl and ordered all the mothers to bring their children to the train station. And the mothers, terrified, they could guess what was coming, stuffed their children's pockets with songs and stories so they would have some comfort on the trip before they too disappeared, the mothers. Just 100 years before that, Felix Mendelssohn, who had been forcibly converted to Christianity, wrote a series of piano pieces called Songs Without Words. My piece is entitled Words Without Song. My little one, where did they take you when they took you away? Your sweet arms stretched towards me, fingers clutched at the stars. Your laughter has still to a wrenching lament. Where did they take you when they took you away? Where do you tread now with unsteady steps, your pockets deep lined with stories and songs? Is your jacket well zippered, the scarf warm round your neck, your bed soft and downy? Little one, where did they take you when they took you away? The train has departed to a land I don't know. There were 8 wooden boxcars, a shtetl on wheels. Your mother's heart breaks and it's her turn to go. Where? I realize as I gathered my poems for tonight that almost everything is dark, so I'll try to find a moment or two of levity if I can. It's a little late, though. Factory farm. Ammonia stench burns mottled walls, screams hide beneath the rotted stalls. Fly like a dragonfly above the trees. Fly to anywhere you please. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Grazing on the wattle clouds, trotting on the pocked horizon. The grass below. Green grow the rushes, oh. Blow the wind southerly, southerly, southerly. Blow the wind south where the bonny blue sea. Unwattled is the meadow grass. Beneath it the pale skull of earth. Give milk to drink with apple tart, No need for pens or fences, oh. No evening drums or bugles, no. Tattoos, no more, no, none at all. Red hot the branding iron waits. Red hot the branding iron waits to brand your raw, young, tender hide with numbers that tell who you are. Tattoos burned onto living flesh, on hides and arms in pens and camps, with numbers that can't be undone. The stench of flesh, of burned flesh, oh, the stench of history, yeah. Blown by all the winds that pass, wild nights of reckless wooing, oh, wild nights of crooning, courting, mooing, crouch beneath the cold milk moon, or gallop to the Milky Way, high above the tainted air, flee from slaughter everywhere. The butcher wields his bloody knife upon the scorpion century. The stars explode with scarlet grief. Yeah. Mobius strip. Fragrances shift, unrelenting, unresolved chords of heat. Torn screen door, entree to a flock of flies. Corpses swell, a shock of fly paper, twisted strip hung from a single bulb. Huckleberries, blue fruit drops in the white enamel pail, sharp shoots. The road beyond stretches, buckles, light intensifies, dissolves. Sounds augment, peter out, children shout. Iridescent things swarm and buzz, frogs croak in the pond at the foot of the hill. 4 p.m. sharp, a bell from the cave of good humor, a raspberry ice cream pop. In the amber of memory, I play checkers on infinity's board. Counterpoint. I explode, float, race across the watercolor paper, splinter into a thousand fractals, each moving at a different tempo, each in a different direction. Conceived with compass and templates on the Steinway piano, midwife by pencils pressing onto thick paper, bold neon, steely grays, and reckless fuchsias deliver me, spin me into triangles, shatter. Sharpened to the breaking point, the pencils obey the power of my circles. Clouds outside the window shift while I lie stretched across the darkening night of the Steinway. Its broad surface grounds me, tolerates the bearing down, the weight of spatulate fingers that wear down to stubs, Tuscan red, parrot green, and cool gray 30%. I hear the memory of music. Pencils trace the sounds, the adagios, burn them into my geometry. I soar, stretch, dance with the sound ghosts flooding the chamber. I think I have two more. Yeah, two more. Jack's house. This is a house that Jack built. This is the nail that lay in the wall of the little red house that Jack built. This is a tetanus caused by the nail that lay in the wall of the wooden brick house that Jack built. This is the fear the tetanus spread as it seeped through the rooms of the gingerbread house that Jack built. This is the spore that locked the jaw of the green beret man in the house made of sand that Jack built. This is the person stiff as a claw who could breathe no more, lying miffed and sore in the Summerside cottage that Jack built. These are the children. They're all forlorn, hugging their father, tattered and torn, who would soon be a corpse, but now lay on the bed in the tiny blue house that Jack built. This is the dirge that clearly emerged in the hard concrete yard near the nail-causing tetanus drilled in the wall of the broad expanse of the gray fieldstone manse that Jack built. These two strange men who climb over the fence are approaching the bench near the nail causing tetanus drilled in the wall of the home on the Grange that Jack built. These are the guns the men slung and then flung to the wall with the nail causing tetanus lodged, you know where, in the white stucco house that Jack built. These are the children asleep in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. With nary an inkling they'd soon all be dead and buried instead neath the treacherous wall that held in its thrall the nail-causing tetanus which brought on the fall of the chimney and all of the one-standing house. Thank you. My last poem is called Andante con moto, or All Thunk Out. Do not go so soon into the everydays. Do not go. There's naught but sorrow in that room. There's also music in that room. Okay? I'll start again. Do not go so soon into the everydays. Do not go. There's naught but sorrow in that room. The everyday's room, that dark of gain, do not soon go, do not go soon. The everyday's don't belong, the lute that strums the everyday song, the song that hums a world in pain, the everyday bums that eat us up, the everyday's bitch of gain, the everyday's thirst, the everyday's itch, through everyday's burst the world of pain. The lute that strums the everyday song, the soul that hums a world in fear. Beware the everyday silence room, the silence everywhere shadows gloom. The silence hums, is there no room? The universal transcendent fears, the everyday's room in dark so lens, eat silence up, eat everyday fears, up in silence, is there room? Wait a moment, I lost a page. Does universal hum there so soon? The memory hears the everyday's gain, the lute that plays on everyday fear, the soul that strums a world in pain. A thing, a thought, a thing, whoever thought a thing, I think, there is no room. The universal that sweeps the broom, that eats us up till there's no room. The memory of the everyday song, the lute that strums a soul that hums the tears that cry a world in pain. The darkness of the itch for gain, the everyday bitch to us belongs. A thing, a thought, a thing, whoever thought a thing, I think, I'm all funk out. Thank you.